Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. A week from this Saturday, March 22nd, there's big doings at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington. Fayette County Farm Bureau has its annual farm machinery consignment auction, and over the years, it's turned out to be quite the attraction.
Oh, it is. Being the 31st annual, it's something that farmers from not only Kentucky, but neighboring states look forward to. We get people from Indiana and Ohio and even as far as North Carolina come in for it.
Fayette County Farm Bureau President Walter Hillenmeyer says last year they had 4,000 in attendance for the event. It is somewhat social. Some come just to observe, but it still successfully serves its original purpose to help local farmers deal with used equipment.
It is a good opportunity for people to buy and sell. We start taking the machinery in on Thursday and Friday before the auction. And last year we had about 1,700 pieces, so it's a pretty big auction.
Last year the event grossed $1.5 million, and the county organization gets a 7.5% commission. Hillenmeyer says in the 90s the farm group decided to dedicate auction proceeds for a specific purpose.
I know since 1996 we have given away $630,000 in scholarships.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate and show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
With planning all year and with countless volunteer hours next week, Fayette County Farm Bureau's March 22nd auction will be another big success. And local president Walter Hillenmeyer says they're proud of what they've achieved.
Oh, we are. We've got 8 students in school now. We've given away 35 scholarships since 1996. And the kids that have gone on to do phenomenal things. I know one student who graduated early in 3 years. I know another student that went on to get her PhD and then went back to become a veterinarian. So these kids are really top drawer kids.
And between now and next Saturday, March 22nd, they'll be working to make the event better than ever.
It is first class. You know, we have over 200 volunteers. And it's quite a production to get people from all walks of life to make this thing happen.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.